Well, hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president. I've given my co-host Dana the day off as this is my vacation week and our schedules are running a little loosey-goosey. What's Brewing CISFA today hopes to inform and entertain you for probably less than the normal 30 minutes. We'll keep it a short show for everyone. So let's go ahead and start. And just like that, we're going to move right along on into our first cup segment, everyone. So everyone get their fill of coffee or, you know, this is being recorded a little later in the morning, so maybe you're already drinking something more afternoon-like, maybe a soda, a cold beverage. So this is my week of vacation. It is spring break at my campus, so I'm taking some time off, and our schedules are a little different, so I decided it'd be easier for me just to do the recording and give Dana the week to do all that work back at the office, which she's really doing remotely. But that doesn't mean we don't have news for everybody. So I do have a long list here of news articles, but we'll probably get done early today, and then I'll turn this all over to you guys to have a good rest of your week until we do a show on Friday again. So let's start with news item number one. So the new FSA Partner Connect website is up and running, everybody, and the regular weekly and or daily emails that you might have got from IFAP before have been going out, and I can say I've been receiving them. So, you know, coming from my end of the week email from FSA, it was posted on April 1st that final authorizations for campus-based programs for 2021-2022 have been determined and are available for viewing. Going back to a January 28th electronic announcement at that time saying that tentative funding levels had been developed, this new update lets all the schools know their final funding allocations for the coming school year are ready to see. In short, the feds are allocating $1.19 billion in federal work study and $880 million in FSEOG for the coming year. So if you want to find out what your school's allocations are in both federal work study and FSEOG, log into the COD website. Information, like all campus-based aid program information, is available under the self-service link on the left side navigation menu. Look for your statement of account and your final award worksheet. We'll include a link to this electronic announcement put out by FSA in their Knowledge Center. We'll put this link on our show notes for everyone. Our next news item. I know we had CISFA past president Mike Deere on the podcast some time ago, but it looks like he's holding out on us. I was reading an article on the State Chancellor's Office website recently about a brew tech program at MiraCosta College where he works. With San Diego considered to be, you know, the craft brewing capital of the U.S., MiraCosta is the first and only community college program of its kind to be certified by the Master Brewers Association of the Americas, making one of only two programs in the state and one of only 14 programs in the country. Just so you know, the other program in California is up at UC Davis. Now, this program is part of MiraCosta's Technology Career Institute, and it falls under their Community Education and Workforce Development Department. The certificate program takes 280 hours and accepts students twice a year, but it can be completed in only 15 weeks. Here's the best part. The program has an 80% placement rate for graduates, mostly in the well-paying entry-level jobs in brewing, packaging, quality assurance, and other areas in the craft brewing industry. So I know Dana out there usually likes to ask for a lot of training. I just want to know, where do we both sign up for this program? We'll have a link to the news story in our show notes for everybody in case you're interested and can get away to train. So we definitely will have to have Mike Deere back on the show to talk more about this and other things. And I know he's a connoisseur of craft brews, so this is a very interesting program. But there's other news out there about other schools in our state as community colleges. In fact, did anyone see that one of the Los Angeles community colleges is going nationwide on Netflix? Seems that East Los Angeles College's men's basketball team will be featured on a new season of Netflix's critically acclaimed documentary series, Last Chance U. The season premiered back on March 10th and is already a big hit, apparently. The show, in case you've missed past season, documents the struggles and triumphs of community college programs, including the football program at Laney College up in Oakland during a prior season. So don't forget to check this out. We'll put a link to the show note in our show notes to the article on this that, again, was out at the Chancellor's Office website. Sounds very interesting that we've got a local community college in California, again, making it to the big screen. Or your little screen. Most TVs are pretty big these days. So I might have thought that, moving on here, I thought that, you know, February was supposed to be Financial Aid Awareness Month. At least that's what NASFA told us back in February. But according to a news release from the state chancellor's office, April 1st kicks off Financial Aid Awareness Month, with several of the California community colleges' financial aid offices hosting virtual workshops to help students complete their FAFSAs and DREAM Act applications. After all, we may have passed the March 2nd deadline for Cal Grant consideration. We still want students to complete their forms for the coming school year. So anyways, you can always find out more information about financial aid at the California community colleges by going to the I Can Afford College website. It is under a bit of a redesign, so definitely go to the link in our show notes to this news article that has all the updated information on the I Can Afford College website and more about this Financial Aid Awareness Month for April. On to some training, as always. Me and Dana like to talk a lot about training opportunities that are available. So, as always, I've dug through the list from CASFA that puts out a monthly grid, email, PDF, you name it, that lists all kinds of training that's available. So let's see what's available in the coming weeks here. First and foremost, on Monday, April, I think it's 12th. I've got 13th here, but I think it's Monday, April 12th. Atigo by Ascendium is offering a webinar titled Navigating First Generation Students to Success. The focus is helping students who may be at a disadvantage when it comes to navigating the ins and outs of the college experience. This could include financial challenges, of course, a lack of family support, or just an unfamiliarity with available resources at colleges and universities. This and all training opportunities we're going to discuss in the next couple things that I bring up are all available to be viewed and to find out about how to register at the CASFA website at casfa.org/training. We'll have the link to that, but it's pretty straightforward. casfa.org/training. And now, thinking about how April is supposed to be Financial Aid Awareness Month, Inceptia is helping us out here and offering a webinar titled The Whys and Hows of Promoting FAFSA Completion. This will be on April 14th, so next week. Considering factors like the pandemic, verification melt, and student melt, and we'll talk about that in a second here, the session will provide proven strategies for promoting FAFSA completion, including a number of free resources that help us in the financial aid community, you know, build a more comprehensive communication plan. Certainly sounds like it's worthwhile training. Now, I use those words melt, and that's kind of a big thing in higher ed. A lot of times they like to talk about student melt in particular. And now we talk about verification melt. And that's, in short, what it is to explain, to FAFSA explain, is when you see that students are selected for something and then they don't continue through a process. Like student melt would be students who get accepted to college and then just don't show up. Or verification melt would be students who have done the federal aid form, like the FAFSA or the California DREAM Act. We select them for verification, where we're going to ask to verify things like tax return information and such. And then they just never complete the process. So they melt away. So hopefully this training from Inceptia will help us figure out, really, it's about communicating to the student the process and how to do it and how to get help. Help us do better at that, to keep students in the process, moving their way towards, of course, registering, going to class, and getting financial aid. Now, separate from that kind of news, as you know, Dana's been busy fixing up her place and considering a move to a bigger and better house. So how well informed is she or me on investing? And we've talked about this off the air. Neither one of us are that good always. So if you're like us, even in this day and age, there's always something to learn. Luckily, Citizens Bank is offering a webinar on April 15th on personal finance with an introduction to investing. We can explore the fundamentals of investing, including the value of long-term financial planning. So if you're looking for that next place to live like Dana, maybe you're going to do some flipping and such, buy and flip and all, just make sure you're ready to buy low, sell high. Definitely some worthwhile training. Now, even if you're not ready to do house flipping, I found a training webinar that could help you and my finances. Sallie Mae has a webinar on April 21st on how to steal people's identities. Well, that is one way to increase your FICO score. Oh, got that wrong. The training is actually titled Identity Theft and How to Avoid It. Oh, there you go. I should have read the whole thing. Yeah, that definitely sounds better. The webinar being held April 21st will share tips and recommendations on preventing identity theft and how you can repair your identity if your credit is stolen. To get information on how to register for this and, again, all training that we've discussed today, check out the CASFA training webpage at casfa.org/training. I think we're at a good point where we're going to take a little musical break and really head into a very short little last sip segment. Like I said, we're making this a short and sweet episode for everybody today. So we're going to move right from our first cup to our last sip segment, where, again, me and Dana would normally offer up some I Dare You Twos. And I do have an I Dare You Two selection for everybody. It's a book that I found by, probably something that the book would tell me to slightly avoid. You know, it's, you know, when you're on websites, you're looking at certain books on, I'm not going to say any particular vendors, and they say other books that you might be interested in, or other people have bought these books. And, you know, based upon some of my reading, I've read a number of books by Cal Newport on deep work, digital minimalism, and I've got a new book about A World Without Email. And then there's a couple of books by another author about how to 10 arguments for, you know, getting off of social media and things like that. This book popped up there, so I had to buy it. I think I've seen this author before interviewed. And the book, my I Dare You to Read selection is the book, How to Do Nothing, Resisting the Attention Economy. It's done by an author named Jenny Odell. And heck, this book was noted as one of former President Barack Obama's favorite books of 2019. So there you go. And I think Oprah said something good about it too, or has interviewed the author as such at some point, because the book's been out for a couple years now. But as it says here, this is the opening line on the inside flap of the book. For those who don't buy enough books, that's how you figure out what this book is all about. As it says, a galvanizing critique of the forces vying for our attention and our personal information that redefines what we think of as productivity, reconnects us with the environment, and reveals all that we've been too distracted to see about ourselves and our world. So it sounds like a very interesting book, How to Do Nothing. Not that we should be doing nothing, but I do think it is one of these things in life where, again, all we have is time. And so you want to make sure you spend your time wisely. I'd have to say that this podcast is probably some of the wisest time you can have. But when it comes to things like social media, and watching, all the different things out there, TikTok, the Twitter world, and all the other things, Are you really gaining any value to your life out of it? Or is it just riling you up? Do you have to have endorphins and other things constantly being released by watching kitten videos and such? And I think in my world, it bled out to where I decided I didn't need much of that. And instead, I wanted to make sure I was using better resources for news and better ways to connect with friends and family. So keep that in mind, everybody. But, you know, everyone's life is everyone's life. You decide how you're going to spend it. But it's always not a bad idea, you know, to reassess once in a while to see if there's things that we can all do better in life for ourselves, our family, and our friends. We're going to fade up the music because guess what? That's about all we have for today. But there will be another episode at the end of the week. I'll probably have Dana back for that. Maybe we'll even have someone to interview. You never know. So I want to thank you, our audience, for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA. If you have something to say or you have some topics you want us to discuss, email us at wbcisfa@gmail.com. To find all episodes of the What's Brewing CISFA podcast, check out Google Podcasts, your Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, or Pandora, iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn app on your Amazon Echo by using Alexa. What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dana and myself. And this has been episode number 79, recorded the morning of Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. Have a great day, everyone, and have a great week.